Live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Hello. How are you guys? This is great. I'm happy to be here. I got to tell you, I'm happy to be out of the house. My sister just had a baby. Yuck. And yeah, she had a kid. And now everyone keeps being like, oh, that's so cute. When are you going to have one? That's so cute. Why is that my problem? Like, why are you asking me? And I don't think I want to have kids. So whenever someone goes, oh, cute, when are you going to have one? I'll be like, oh, I don't think it's for me. Don't think I want to have kids. And people will always be like, oh, yeah, you'll change your mind. You'll change your mind. Wait till you get older. Fine. But the other day I go, oh, I don't think I want to have children. And someone goes, if you're not going to have a baby, what are you going to do about your legacy? And I was like, oh, my legacy. Like, first of all, didn't realize we were living in Game of Thrones. Okay, legacy. Second of all, you've got a weak chin and a small dick. What legacy are you concerned with? And then my sister pulled me aside and was like, please stop talking about my husband that way. He's a loser. So it's good to be here, gotta tell you. There's so many reasons people don't have babies. You don't have to have one if you don't want to. For me, I'm dyslexic and it's hereditary, so I'm like, we don't need to keep passing it down the tree, you know? I don't know if there's anyone with dyslexia in, but if you don't know what it is, dyslexia, you jumble your words and your letters a lot. So like, I'm really good at making email passwords. It's awesome. I'll type my first name into the computer and it's always like, very strong. So it's good stuff, it's pretty good. Also, I'm like, have a baby. Where do you want me to put it? No one in my generation can afford a house. Like, where do you want me to put this baby? I think that my generation, like, overinvests in what we look like because we can't afford land. We're like, this is it. This is the only thing I'm going to own. I got to make it good. You know, this is a fixer-upper. That's an investment property. This is a holiday home. Like, this is all I've got, you know? Things are changing, it's hard now. It's really crazy out here. Like, I don't know if people are doing online dating or any of that, but no one wants to talk to each other. It's really miserable. I had to get off the dating apps. If you've never had to do them, oh my God. So last year I was on them, and then this year I go, I'm out. They're miserable. But also, I'm 32, but I like, identify as 19, you know, like that's how I feel. And last year I matched with someone who was 36 and I was like, oh my God, what does this pedophile want from me? I was like, oh, yuck. And I call my friend, I go, these pedophiles are coming for me, babe. They're coming for me. And my friend was like, babe, you are 32. You should be dating between 30 and 45. And I said, 45? 45? What am I going to do with a half-dead carcass? 45? I just got my period. I'm young. Also, what do you even talk to a 45-year-old man about? You know, it's like, how was the war? It's mad. I've got nothing to say to these people. And some people are like, oh, I'm over 45. I'm offended. Good. Don't talk to me. Job done. Anyway, thanks for chatting with me. See you guys later.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.